Hi, you've tuned in to the Lovely Travels podcast, where we talk about all things travel and adventure. My name is Emma Lovell, also known as Lovely, and I have a mission to visit every UN-recognised country in the world while raising awareness for mental health. Join me as we revisit some of my past adventures, speak to fellow travellers and interesting locals, all while following the journey to 195 countries. I'll be joined soon by my co-pilot, Darius, in Germany. And sometimes we're even going to hit the road together. Make sure to join in the adventure by following me on Instagram, Lovely Travels. You can also join our Facebook group, Lovely Travels Community, and learn more about us at the website, lovelytravels.com. But for now, it's listening time. Travel vicariously along with us. Welcome to the Lovely Travels podcast, everyone. Hello, Darius.
Grüezi, Emma. Hello, how are you?
I am very well, thank you. And we are here today to talk about Switzerland.
That's right.
The land of the Swiss.
Confederation Helvetica.
There you go. It is a small country in Europe, but it is mighty. And lots of things happen in Switzerland, and it is part of, fun fact. Can I start with a fun fact?
I'd love if you did.
But, you know, it's the, it's funny. I once said this to someone and they got really in my grill about it. I was like, I'm Switzerland. Like, when you're neutral, you say, I'm Switzerland. And they're like, well, actually, Switzerland wasn't neutral, and gave me some blah, blah, blah about they were obviously a bit annoyed at me at the time, but apparently, that's the saying. Switzerland is neutral.
Your fact is a tenuous grasp on Swiss history?
Yeah.
It's a little bit of a special place. I mean that positively, because in the fact, like, it's not part of the EU, but it's part of Schengen and all these crazy. It's the land of asterisks, I feel.
Like, you know, sort of disclaimers underneath.
Yeah.
And it's interesting because they have the French and the German speaking parts, and then there's one part that, is it Flemish?
No.
One part where they speak some other language.
Yeah, Romance.
Okay. Yeah. So what I'm proving very quickly is that although I have been to Switzerland, I was there very, very briefly. I flew into Geneva in 2007 in the winter.
Was there a convention?
No.
A Geneva convention?
No, there was not. I flew in and I then drove over the border to Morsin and Avoria to ski in France. But the fun thing was then we would ski back into Switzerland. So where Morsin and Avoria is very much on the border. And so you go up some runs and you can ski into Switzerland. So you'd be like, I'm in France now, and then I'm going to have a hot chocolate in Switzerland, and then I'm going to go back to France, and then I'm going back to Switzerland. Like, literally on this run, you're like zigzagging in and out, like, which always blows my mind as an Australian. But yeah, really, that was my very small. So I count it because I got to see some tiny bits of the Swiss culture, but this is, you know, my ticking thing. But I really need to get back, and it's one of our friends from high school now lives there, and I was actually meant to go last year and see him, but hello COVID, and I would really like to go back and spend some more time. I hear good things, but I think because I've kind of been there and there are a lot of countries I haven't been, I don't
think you're doing the wonderful country of Switzerland justice by skiing into it.
Well, the skiing is very good though, and it is a big part of Swiss culture in the winter.
Did you know, Emma, that only less than 15% of the Alps are actually in Switzerland?
Well, there you go. But the Swiss Alps are so famous.
Yeah, but it's only 15% of the whole Alps.
The thing that I really like, a bucket list that I would like, that I really want to throw out there, I really want to go and see the Matterhorn, the one that's like the Toblerone. And then you go hold up a Toblerone and you do the mountain in front of it, because Toblerone is one of my favorite chocolates. That's fun.
Even though the old Gum Destroyer 3000.
What, nougat?
No, the whole triangle shape bit of the like, because you try and bite off a triangle and it invariably stabs you in the roof of the mouth.
I don't tend to bite. I tend to break and eat.
Ah, well.
That's my – what's your Toblerone style? That's a good – there we go. We're going to have a
leave it in the comments.
Leave it in the comments. Yeah, I'll pop it in there into the Lovely Travels group at the moment. Are you a biter or are you a breaker? So, fun fact, my husband lived in Switzerland when he was 7 till he was 9.
Wow, that is fun. Does he have a Swiss bank account?
I don't know, but he probably knows. Well, you wouldn't know
because of the very, very extreme privacy features of said bank account.
Well, there you go. But, yes, his family would know a lot more about Switzerland than I do. And really, Matthew should probably be on this episode and not me. But I would, yeah, I'm really keen to go back with Matt. And we were meant to go last year, and it would be really wonderful now to take Finn and go back and see where Matt lived. And yeah, they really enjoyed that time. His dad would have stayed, did want to stay, really enjoyed it. But business stuff and age of the kids, it was time to come back to Australia. And with the business changing, it was like, yeah, all right, time to go.
Mm.
But yeah, pretty cool. Yeah, so Matt speaks French.
Oh, très bien. Maybe he should have been on l'episode del français as well.
Yeah. It's helped him a little bit here and there. It's not as good, but he was one of the he and his dad were the better French speakers, and he used to like translate for his mum. And yeah, I think it was a really fond time for them, and they have lots of stories about it. So, and he learned to ski very, very well there.
Have you been skiing with him?
I have, but in the USA. So I don't know if I mentioned that on the US episode. Yes, he is he said he was a good skier. He is an excellent skier. He's fantastic and very elegant skier, very old school. Learning like all these things. This is not the podcast about my husband, so we should get back to Switzerland.
Back to Switzerland. I've been to Switzerland, I don't know, quite a few times because it's not very far from Germany, and we have some great friends who live there. Shout out to Petra and to the Greens. And it's I've been there a few times for work as well. I used to have a client who was based in Schwyz.
And did you do you have a Swiss bank account?
No.
Oh.
I don't think they allow negative balances.
We're exposing too much of our private lives, Darius. We need to keep some. Okay, so yes, which parts of Switzerland have you visited?
I've been to Zurich and to Schwyz and the canton of Schwyz. So it's a place and a state. I've been to. Where else have I been? I think I've been to Geneva. And just like little places. I've not really been to the main cities, but I've been a lot around the middle, the German speaking part of Switzerland.
But that's what you enjoy anyway. You said for future travel anyway, you want to avoid the big cities and sometimes you get to see more of the life in of what the country might really be like in the less cosmopolitan hubs.
The thing that like stayed in my mind about Switzerland is it's such a postcard country. Like everywhere you go, it looks like a postcard.
Yes.
Because there's huge mountains and the lush green grass everywhere and cows and I don't know. It's a very special country. It's so beautiful.
And I think when you think of it, you think of that, postcard view and like chalets and very elegant lifestyle and very, sipping on drink and, eating lovely food and skipping through the hills and the mountains. And that's what people say also, that they love, like the winter, like we've talked about, the skiing is popular, but the summer, there's just so much to do because you have, like, you know, hiking and rock climbing and
mountain biking and
lakes
and diving and lakes and swimming and prancing and dancing and all the stuff.
And I think the weather is quite lovely there in the summertime too, or in the spring probably as well. Like, that's
Oh, I've also been in the world's longest tunnel, which is also in Switzerland, the Gotthard Tunnel, which is, do you know how long it is?
No, please tell me.
57 kilometers.
That's impressive.
And it's like, that's the biggest one, but there's like hundreds of tunnels that are all like impressively long. They just go straight through the middle of the mountain.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Which is pretty crazy experience, right? To go through a mountain. Yeah. I feel like a lot of movies have been set on, like, those sorts of – on those trains.
Mm.
A lot of movies are set. There's so many movies that are set in Switzerland, and it does come back to the banking theme, which is
– Stay tuned for our movies made in Switzerland episode.
Which I feel like I will, again, not be able to contribute to. Oh, well, no. made in Switzerland or set or feature.
Feature Switzerland.
Yeah, there's...
It's going to be a long episode.
Yeah, heaps. Okay, Darius, so clearly I've proved that I know very little, next to nothing about Switzerland, although I have been there, so tick. So I'm going to ask you some questions about your times there.
Sounds great.
Okay, food. Tell me about the foods you enjoyed.
Well, of course, there is the famous fondue, which I'm sure everyone knows and appreciates, which I'm not a huge fan of, to be honest. Sounds like a good idea. Cheese. Sounds like a good idea, but then after like third cup of cheese that you've eaten, you do start to feel a little bit ill.
Yeah.
But it is quite nice. There's also raclette, which is like a personal grilled cheese station. Like, you have little pans and you fill them up with stuff and put cheese on top, and then you have like this little toastery sort of job on the table and you can toast it yourself.
So yummy. That's becoming popular at the Christmas markets now, the raclette.
Yeah. It's like, people in Germany, I guess it's probably the same in Switzerland, but it's like a fancy or a special occasion sort of dinner. Like, you might do it at Christmas or New Year's Eve or something. It's very social because you have all little portions on the table, and then you can, you know, put your own little pan together and put cheese on top, and it's pretty fun. Again, death by cheese is a reality.
It's very, very rich and indulgent, the Swiss food, isn't
it? Yes. But we also have rösti, which is like I guess Americans would call it a hash brown.
Yeah. They're becoming more popular now here as well. Like, you get a rösti and then people are like, what's that? And they're like, it's like a hash brown. But they're not. They're not as fried, not as crispy. Like, it's more potato-y.
Yeah. You make it from – one of the differences, you make it from fresh potatoes. So, you grate non-cooked potatoes. The preparation is a little bit different compared to a hash brown. Mm. We also have the famous muesli, or the Bircher muesli, which is a blend from Switzerland with apples in it.
I had that for breakfast. The Swiss variety, but it is Bircher muesli then. Very tasty. Good for you.
I'm not sure if the Swiss invented muesli or if they just have their own little individual variety, flavor.
It's the soaking that makes the difference.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
To traditional.
And then we have, I think that's most of the famous foods I can think of. There's also Geschnetzeltes, which is kind of famous here. It's like bits of, like stripes of meat cooked in like a cream sauce with mushrooms and stuff.
Again, delicious, not light.
Not light. No. This is what you, sort of food you eat after a long day climbing mountains.
Or skiing, yes. Well, I did, you know, as I said, I was there very, very short moments when I was skiing, and I had a chocolat chaud, so hot. I had a cheeky chocolat chaud, so hot chocolate with some, I think I had brandy or cognac, something like that in it. Very indulgent, very
cognac.
Difficult to ski after. I was skiing in France, then I fell over to Switzerland, and then I just skied in Switzerland and fall over in France. And like, Emma, get down. I was like, I am down. Get down the mountain. But it was very, I was very warm and toasty. The other thing that I had was the crepes. But I was so used to having like Nutella crepes, and I had a chocolate crepe, and just didn't, I'm picturing Nutella, but when it came out, it was like dark, rich chocolate, which is very tasty, but when it just wasn't what I was expecting. So
grapes, yeah. Of course, being a famous French food.
Yes, but as I said, I was on the border of France and Switzerland, and there's a French part of Switzerland, so
it seems like you're on the border of the French and Swiss episode as well.
hey, you mentioned German food too, or Germany.
Sorry.
So do you know any Swiss words? I guess you do, because they're pretty much.
Ooh. So Swiss German, I mean, Switzerland is a land of many languages, many of which I don't speak. You put me on the spot. I know a little bit of a Swiss German. I hardly dare pronounce it live on air.
Oh, but come like, on.
Hello is Grüezi.
Well, there
Grüezi.
You go.
Grüezi miteinander. And then it's if like two Swiss Germans are going at it, it's very hard to listen. It's like a different language.
It's harsh. I was in when I was studying in Mexico, I was sitting between two Swiss German guys during a lecture, and they were talking, and I was like, it was very. A lot. I was like, are you fighting? And they're like, no. And I was like, it's a little much for me. But why don't we stop this?
In a situation like that, you can say, es schießt mich an, which is, it gives me the shits.
Es schießt mich an.
Es schießt mich an.
Es schießt mich an. Yeah, I like that. That's fun. Cool. I've learned things today. So I believe, as per usual, you have a fun fact or a 17 for me.
Switzerland has 7,000 lakes.
That's a lot of lakes. No wonder it's so picturesque and postcard-like.
Switzerland is the least obese European country at 17.5%, which still seems high.
That is high. I have a fun fact for you about lakes. Go back to that. Swiss lakes in particular. My... husband's brother fell in one through the ice. Actually, it might have been Matt. One of them, or both of them, fell through the ice. So they had a lake right near their house.
The story is getting more and more stressful as it goes on.
It was pretty stressful for their mum. Yeah, like she jumped in. Fell through the ice.
So she jumped in. I'm pretty sure you're not supposed to do that.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it was like a little bit ice. But anyway, that was pretty scary. And, they lived – I really want to go there. So they had a beautiful little house, and they said there was a lake nearby. So being that there's 7,000 lakes, that checks out. And, yeah, his dad said there's like one of his favorite photos ever of the kids is like from a bench near that place, and they just want to go back there. So I'm very keen to get there and to go with him and see it, but – don't fall in the lakes is the top tip there.
If you can, lake-related, there's lots of ferries and stuff you can get, and the ferries, the trips on the ferries are amazing because you're, like, at the foot of these mountains and these beautiful lakes and, like, having little Swiss cakes. And there's quite a nice one now. I think it's from Lucerne or from Zurich or maybe Schwyz, somewhere. Which goes past the William Tell Memorial. There's a big William Tell statue in the lake, if I recall correctly. That's pretty cool.
Very that's quite impressive.
Nice. Yeah, because William Tell is from Switzerland. Just
who is William Tell?
Isn't he the guy with the apple on his head? No, his son had the apple on his head.
It's one of those like, yeah, it's one of those like things where you go, I went and saw this famous thing. You're like, why? And I was like, I don't know, it's famous.
He's a folk hero of Switzerland.
There you go.
He is an expert marksman with the crossbow and assassinated Albrecht Gessier, a tyrannical reeve of the Austrian Duke of the House of Habsburg, positioned in Altdorf in the canton of Uri.
I think we're breaking our Googling on air rule.
That's your rule. I might have to get creative with the crossbow.
Did we? I think we already brought this up, but famous Swiss people?
We did. This is, I don't know, did that bit record properly?
No, I feel like we didn't really, we talked about how it's a lot of movies being filmed there, but yeah, I'm trying to think of famous Swiss people.
Okay. I have a list of bankers. Swiss people.
Okay, there you go.
Do you know any off the top of your head?
I really cannot think of any. I know you'll say someone, I'll be like, oh yeah.
Roger Federer.
Oh man, that's such a famous Swiss person ever.
Well, apparently not.
Oh.
So you thought of some bankers.
I know.
What about Einstein?
Oh yes, I think I vaguely remember Einstein. That.
Yes. Carl Jung.
Yeah.
The philosopher. H.R. Geiger. Famous artist. Who you'll know it. He does like the, it looks like Alien, the movie Alien was inspired by his artwork.
Oh, okay.
And there's like, yeah, look it up.
Well, I don't like Alien, so I probably won't, but good fact, okay. Fun fact.
Everyone else, look it up.
Any famous women?
Any famous women? Ursula Andress, the first Bond girl.
Oh, wow. I'm trying to think of film stars who are Swiss, and I can't think of any.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, obviously, there would be a Swiss film industry.
Wow. I don't know.
Or, like, they would make some productions there. Anyway, we're, again, proving how little we know about Switzerland. I have another fun fact. My dad's cousin lives in Switzerland.
That is fun. They have a
irrelevant to most square of the population. Flag. Yes, the tiny little flag.
They also have enough nuclear shelters for the whole population.
That's nice.
Switzerland. For Switzerland. For everyone else,
get your own.
There is the fact, no, assisted suicide is legal in Switzerland.
Yeah, euthanasia.
And you have suicide tourists.
What do you mean?
Let's travel. Well, people travel to Switzerland and...
To die.
And I guess you don't need to book a return flight.
I don't know if you can be a tourist if that's your final destination.
Why not?
What if you sightsee
along the way?
But it's, euthanasia, yeah. I know there's been a few famous
cases. It's the definition of tourism. It's not a business trip.
True. True.
Why are you here, business or pleasure? Well.
I hope it'll be pleasurable.
I guess if you're at that stage and you've made the decision, then it's what you want.
And we should say that it's people going to do that. It's a pretty extreme measure that people have wanting to do that, and generally they've been unwell for a long time or living in a lot of pain, and it's not legal where they live. So
some sort of degenerative disease.
So that is quite a well-known thing about Switzerland that you are reminding us all of. Do you have things that you should know about Switzerland, which we're kind of on anyway, but I just want to bring it up. Is there something that we should know? And I always ask, is there something you should avoid?
Avoid leaving your wallet at home because it is expensive.
Maybe do leave your wallet at home and pretend that you don't have money and be like, please, rich Swiss businessman, buy me things. I don't think that would work better for me than it would for you, but...
yeah, it's 2021. I don't think you can say something like that.
I just Swiss and banks. That's what I'm thinking.
No, it goes both ways, Emma.
I buy you things. Be quiet.
Maybe I might find a rich Swiss businessman who will buy me things.
Please, I have no money. Anyway, don't forget your wallet. That's great. I think that's a great travel tip in general. I have forgotten my wallet flying to Sydney, and you would think you would learn the lesson once to forget your purse. Nope, I've done it twice.
Wow. What else? Just a good way to see Switzerland is on public transport, because like the trains drive past the mountains and it looks like it's magic. It's so magic. I don't know, get out of the city, catch a train out of the city. I think it's the usual tips, like bring a few words of local language.
Be sure which part you're in, because remember there's lots of languages, so
that's true. That's
don't
true.
Learn the French bit and then go to the German bit, because they probably won't enjoy that. Though I wonder how many people are multilingual.
Oh, probably fantastically multilingual.
Yeah. I feel like the English there is very good. I understand. What else was I going to ask you? Something. Oh, how long does it take? Would it take you to get there from where you are in Germany?
By plane, like an hour and a half, an hour maybe.
What about driving?
Not pretty far. Driving, you do have to factor in an Alps crossing, which always takes a bit longer unless you go through one of the aforementioned tunnels. I'm going to guess, while I'm Googling, going to take about 9 hours driving.
Okay. Play along at home. How long will it take you to drive from where you live? For me, it would be approximately infinity hours.
Why is this? There we go. Dum, dum, dum. Google Music. Ah, not even. 6.5 hours.
Oh, it's practically a day trip.
Traffic permitting, of course.
It is if you're traveling with Emma.
Yeah,
added to the list.
I mean, Google is being very optimistic. The whole route is filled with construction sites.
Well, it's, that's better than what I was expecting.
Traffic permitting, 6-7 hours.
Okay. So, do you have anything else to tell us about Switzerland?
It's a wonderful place. Go there. If you're in Europe, it's worth, it's a small place. So the pretty stuff is condensed, so you can see a lot even in just 2 days, 3 days. You can really see a lot. Get out on the Alps, on the Alm, like where the cows go, because you have the cows with the bells grazing on the sides of mountains. Heidi jumping in between.
I think for me it's like I don't know, because I've been there, I've not put it on the list because I'm keep wanting to try to get to new places. And though I have a relative there, I haven't had for quite a while somebody to go and hang out with. So kept putting it off. And I think as well, having a relative, I was like, oh, I can always go visit another time. And now the world has changed. So now it's rapidly moving up the list. And also one of our friends, I think we mentioned earlier, from high school that we both went to high school with, he came over on exchange. He lives there, so I would really love to go and visit him. And he's always putting up amazing photos. I might just for this episode steal some of his photos, photo credit.
Yes.
He takes the most amazing photos, and he's always getting out and hiking and sort of making the most of his time there, which is brilliant.
Yeah, here's a pro tip. Don't follow Swiss people on Instagram because it looks like they're always on holidays.
Because it's very pretty.
It's very pretty.
Okay, well, we're going to wrap up. Please throw your Switzerland information at us in the Lovely Travels community. You can tag us in your photos on Instagram, be like, hey, Emma, you should really go again. Hashtag Lovely Travels, or follow us on Instagram at Lovely Travels. How else can they connect with us, Darius?
I wasn't paying attention, but have you mentioned Instagram?
Just then, literally.
Okay.
Seamless. This well, is so there's the professional.
the you could go to the website, lovelytravels.com.
Yep.
You can email us, info@lovelytravels.com.
Yes.
You can follow us on iTunes, on Spotify, on Google Podcasts. You can rate and review us on iTunes.
Please do.
Strange that they only do that there.
Yeah, Spotify, just follow. Follow and tell your friends, that's all. So, but it does make a difference. We would really love you to do that. And thank goodness you're here for the banter and not for my actual factual information, because today...
I'm here. I'm for the facts.
Yeah, here for the facts. I'm here for the fun. We're all having a good time. Anyway, thanks for listening. See you next time. Stay safe. Enjoy the travels. Howdy.
Tschüss.
Bye.
Bye.
You always like to say goodbye last.
I can cut that out.
No, it's funny. We're always like, bye, 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 bye.